Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric evaluation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. Certainly, comprehensive counseling center PC. These are progress note and also one initial evaluation. The patient name for initial evaluation. Okay, also, before I start, date for evaluation for all this patient is Valentine Day, that is February 14, 2022. All this patient was seen by Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. So first patient is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Her date of birth is 11/29/1954. Her telephone number is 517-219-3970. Member ID is 6X47PT4JG47. Benefit summary is QMB as of 6/1/18. And identification data. Angela is a 67-year-old single Caucasian female living to herself, taking care of her daily activities, including mobility and taking care of physician appointments. Reason for evaluation, patient came by her own due to Oakland Psychiatric Counseling. Does not accept her insurance. History of present illness. Angela described that she was following by me up until 2015, but later on she transferred to Oakland Psychiatric Facility and was getting help from Dr. Prasad, the psychiatrist, and she was taking Seroquel 300 mg at bedtime, duloxetine 30 mg daily, and clonopin 0.5 mg 3 times a day on a PRN basis. She indicated, since her case was closed in summer, during that period, her dosage of Seroquel was reduced to 150 mg at bedtime, duloxetine 30 mg daily, and clonopin 0.5 mg 3 times a day. She was getting refill of her prescription for Dr. Naomi, her primary care physician. She indicated that she has been doing better, but during the period of 7 years, she has undergoing a lot of issues. In 2017, she met an automobile accident and got a closed head injury, traumatic brain injury. In 2018, she has subarachnoid hemorrhage and was McLaren Hospital for about 6 weeks in ICU, and a coil was placed. She denies any seizure activities, but has noticed that sometimes she get memory problem. She describes she is not depressed, but sometimes feels sad, worried about so many things, just like recently yesterday, due to snowstorm, lot of cars pile up at 696, and her brother got injury, and he is hospitalized for fracture at the 6th part. Her mother, who has Alzheimer's, is in nursing home. She is still thinking about everyone. She having hard time to focus and organize day-to-day activities. Sometimes when she overwhelmed, she take 3 clonopin, 0.5 milligram, 3 times a day. She claimed that she has been taking clonopin since age 29, and the response of the medication is not as great. She never made any attempt to kill herself, denies any hallucinations, but sometimes she get fearful, but never believe that anyone out to get her. Her past psychiatric history, she has no previous psychiatric admission since 2015. And thereafter, she was following outpatient program with Dr. Prasad. She denies any side effect of the medication. Her medical history is positive for COPD, for which she is taking albuterol inhaler, Symbicort, Incurs, INCRUSE, Incurs once a day, Provacit, 20 milligram daily. Also, she is taking Carbidolol, 3.125 milligrams for high blood pressure. Potassium and lisinopril, 20 milligram BID. Surgical history, she developed traumatic brain injury due to automobile accident in 2017. In 2018, she has subarachnoid hemorrhage and was treated at McLaren Hospital. About couple weeks ago, she has complete physical blood workup from Dr. Naomi office. She was recently treated for UTI and developed some laryngitis, for which heavy doses of prednisone was given, which worsened her insomnia. Although she described for last 6 months she has hard time to go to sleep, although her symptoms of upper respiratory infection is getting better. Personal history, she describes she was born in England in 1954, came to USA in 1963. She has completed school and have a diploma and license in massage therapy, but she did not work for a long time. Her father is diseased, mother having dementia, and in nursing home. She has 3 brothers, no sister. One of the brothers had no communication. She is unmarried, having no children, and living to herself. Social history, she denies any history of alcohol or substance abuse. On mental examination, she presented as a tall Caucasian female, 5 feet, 1.5 inches in height, 126 pounds in weight. She has a good eye contact. She was alert, oriented to date, month and year. She is aware about the surrounding. knows the name of the president, present and past. C denies any vegetative symptoms of depression, but sometimes she reacts to the environment and gets sad. She constantly having problem with the sleep, especially maintaining sleep, and get up early morning around 2 o'clock, having a hard time to go back to sleep. She also indicates she is worried about a lot of things, but she denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt. Her thought process is coherent and logical. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any persecuted illusion. She was coherent and logical. Her attention span was fair. She has difficulty to repeat 6, 9, 1, 2, 3. Forward, she says, okay, but backward, she's 3 and 2. After that, she has hard time to do that. Although she can spell world, W-O-R-L-D, forward and backward, she can recall 3 objects immediately, but after 3 minutes and 5 minutes, she was not able to repeat only, they cannot recall objects. She can name objects, she follow commands, she can do simple addition, multiplication, abstraction, ability of affair, she can count 69 backward. Her construction ability was not checked. There was no involuntary movement. Her speech was clear. Hearing was normal. She had a good eye contact throughout the course of evaluation. She looking forward to get better. Her judgment sight is good. She is of average intelligence. Diagnostic impression, access 1. Major depressive disorder recurrent with insomnia, rule out bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Access 2, differ. Access 3, hypertension, insomnia, COPD, status post, subarachnoid hemorrhage, status post TBI, Access 4, living alone, difficulty in organization, other psychosocial issues, Access 5, 60, prognosis, fair to guarded recommendation. I discussed with her that she does have some short-term memory problem. Her attention span disturbance may be secondary to traumatic brain injury or surgery for cerebral hemorrhage. For that, I recommended to be seen by Dr. Belkin, the neurologist. She will make her own appointment. Number 2, I discussed with her to get a complete physical and blood workup, include an electrocardiogram from Dr. Naomi for assessment of her cognitive and memory functioning. Number 3, since he has been taking Seroquel, I will continue Seroquel 150 mg at bedtime, Cymbalta, Duloxetine 30 mg daily, Clonopin 0.5 mg BID PRN. I have a 30-day supply of the medication. I explain her the risk, benefits, side effect, and obtain a verbal consent. I educated her about the medication and I discourage not to take Clonopin more often as it may cause gait disturbance and also masking of the cognitive functioning. For sleep, I recommended I recommended melatonin, 5 mg at bedtime. Patient agreed with the plan. I also encourage if she can have a therapist who can work with her so that she can talk about her feeling and problems, to which she is agreed. she will be discussing in comprehensive counseling to get a therapist. Since I started her on medications, I would like to see her in 2 weeks. A follow-up appointment was arranged for 2 weeks. End of dictation. Next question. On Julie Walters, J-U-L-I-E Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Her date of birth is 8/27/1959. Telephone number is 586-202-4663. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. This morning, Julie did not respond to phone call twice. Therefore, an afternoon evaluation was given at 2:15 for a half an hour. Julie was very anxious and described that the medication which she is taking right now has not been helping her. She taking Abilify 30 milligram daily and Prozac 60 milligram daily. She indicate medication is not helping. She is still feeling tired, fatigue, no motivation, does not like to do anything, loss of interest. I further discussed Julie that she was the one who told that Prozac was helping. Therefore, it was started. Julie has depression, long-term depression from young age, and has been tried on several antidepressants. She always refused not to add any mood stabilizer in the form of lithium. She was refusing to take Seroquel, refusing to take other antipsychotic medication. I further discuss that there are only couple medications which use in bipolar depression, that including Latuda, Cariprazole, Seroquel, sometime Abilify combination with lithium. However, she was always making complaints and was not listening or willing to cooperate. I further discuss, it looks like it may be treatment-resistant depressions or maybe bipolar depression. It is hard to say. Since he is not responding to the current treatment, there are only few options left. Either we can add Ritalin in smaller doses, as she was taking Ritalin as a young kid, given by her mother, or maybe we can add lithium to see the response of the medication, either in combination with the Abilify or combination with the Seroquel. I am educating her all the time about the medications. However, she would not make any effort or try to understand, and always just want a magic thinking that she should feel better. I further discuss if it is not, these options are not helpful, she can go for second opinion, or maybe look for something like electroconvulsive therapy or other form of treatment including ketamine. Today I further describe that she has to get a complete physical and blood workup including thyroid profile and EKG. So if this combination is not helpful, I may try her on lithium. Also, I recommended that I may get a second opinion from Dr. Lingakar, to which she is agreed. PN, I will continue on Abilify 30 mg daily, Prozac 40 mg daily, and give her Ritalin 5 mg in the morning. Take it for 3 days. If no response, go up to 10 mg. If it is not effective, I would like to see her in 2 weeks for further change in the treatment and maybe a second opinion, to which she's agreed. I educate about the depression, anxiety, mood swings, and it may be possible that often depression may not get better with a couple medications. Either the diagnosis is not right, or maybe she may develop resistance to antidepressant. So potentiation is very important. To which she's agreed. Yet she was a little alert and oriented. Her mood was calmed down. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination, wanted to get better. Assessment major depressive disorder recurrent. Rule out treatment resistant depression. Rule out bipolar mood disorder depressed. Plan, get a complete physical and blood workup, including thyroid profile EKG. We'll continue on Abilify 30 mg daily, Prozac 40 mg daily, Ritalin 5 mg in the morning. 30-day supply of the medication is given, and I will see you again in 2 weeks with a blood workup. Patient agreed. This is the end of dictation, and by Dr. Stovey. Next solution on Wendy Murphy, W-E-N-D-Y, Murphy, M-U-R-F-E-Y, Smith. Her date of birth is 8-22-1962. Telephone number is 586-801-2775. Subjective and objective data. Ms. Murphy described that she is feeling much better. She is happy, coherent, logical. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings. Current combination of the medications has been helping her. She claimed that her husband has been a cell phone which worked through the video. Her phone does not work video, therefore a phone call was made. She was in a coherent, logical, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She described current medication has been helping her. There was no involuntary movement. Patient was educated about the medication and appreciate her coping skills and motivations to work on her difficulties. There was no involuntary movement or any side effect of the medication. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue Ritalin 10 mg in the morning, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, Abilify 15 mg at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was planned. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question is on Mammy. M-A-M-I-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 11-29-1943. Telephone number is 313-410-0638. Subjective and object data. Mammy is a 75-year-old African-American female living with her sister. Patient has been in treatment for depression and has been in the process of reduction of meratizepam doses, that is Remeron, doses from 15 mg to 7.5 mg. So far, she is tolerating very well. She indicated that she wants to completely off of the medication. I further discuss. I would like to go gradually. I don't want she to get decompensated. She claimed that she is sleeping good, eating good, denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. Her attention span was fair. Memory was intact, able to name objects, follow commands. Thought process organized. I further discuss the role of medications and reduction. Gradual reduction would be worthwhile, to which she agreed. She stay in the area, involved in church activities, but mostly stay home and go out with her sister. Yet, I further discussed that since the doses of Remeron has been reduced to 7.5 mg, I would like to monitor for a couple months before I consider discontinuation, to which she agreed. She is alert and oriented. There was no involuntary movement. Yet, assessment is persistent depressive disorder. Plan, continue Remeron 7.5 mg at bedtime. 90-day supply of the medication was ordered. risk benefit side effect was explained. Follow appointment was 4 weeks. Patient was increased physical activities and also involved in social interaction to maintain community involvement. To which she agreed, and her sister is very cooperative and helping her a lot. Patient has been taking care of her activity of daily living, period, prognosis guarded. Next location, Ansarha, S-A-R-A-H, Judd, J-U-D-D. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective angina. Sarah described that she is feeling much better. She denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination. She described most of the time she sleeps by herself, but sometimes when she gets overwhelmed, then she may need a Xanax 0.5 milligram. She tried to not to take too much. She was in a good mood, pleasant effect, very organized, coherent, logical, immediate recent memory of fear, judgment sites fear. She has been seeing a therapist also. Patient has been recovering from post-traumatic trauma, secondary to separation from her husband about a year and a half ago, and she is working full-time and taking care of her young kids, PH. She was quite happy and making progress. She claimed that she has to go for training, yearly training for the work to the South Macomb Community College, PH. And PH, since she is doing better, I further explain that continue with the current plan. She is on Remeron 15 milligram daily and does not need any prescription. However, she needs some prescription for Xanax. Assess major depressive disorder, chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, separation from husband. She has been making positive improvement, problem with the insomnia and anxiety. Plan continue Remeron 15 milligram at bedtime, Xanax half milligram at bedtime, PRN, 10 tablet was given. Continue with the supportive care and the plan. Follow up anyone was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next location, on Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Stone Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R. Her date of birth is 3-1-1990. Telephone number is 586-871-9804. Subjective and objective data. Catherine has been pleasant, cooperative, described. She has difficulty to focus and her mind wander a lot. She liked to be on Ritalin. I further discussed that if she liked to have Ritalin, probably I will avoid not to take any benzodiazepines. To be she agreed. Patient has a history of bipolar disorder, attention deficit disorder, and history of some substance abuse, but she claims she is not using any cocaine, marijuana, or any heroin. She has been compliant with the middle of the treatment, taking care of her young kids. She is separated from her boyfriend. Patient was alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Currently, she is on olanzapine 10 mg daily, Lamictal 100 mg at bedtime, Ritalin 10 mg in the morning. She was having good eye contact. Mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no irritability and agitation. Patient was given understanding and insight into her treatment and educated about the medications and discouraged not to use any drugs. PET, two VCs agreed. PET, assessment bipolar and mood disorder, symptomatically stable, attention deficit disorder. Plan will give her Ritalin 10 mg in the morning, Lamictal 100 mg in the morning, and olanzapine 10 mg in the morning. 30 days medication was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Patient agreed with the plan. Prognosis guarded. Next location on Jason, Indian, J-A-S-O-N, Indian, E-N-D-E-N. Date of birth is 4-27-1977. Telephone number is 586-422-6634. Subjective Angela. Indian described that he has been doing all right. He started going out, but mostly stay at home. He's still having sleep problems, sleep only a couple hours a night, but he does not feel tired and fatigued. He claimed from the childhood he sleep only a couple hours, PH. Since it is he is a short sleeper, I will not think about adding any sleeping pill. He is still getting medication for his back pain, coronary artery disease, hypertension, and he has described his feeling much better. He denies any vegetative or neurological symptoms or depression, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment sight has been good, yet patient has been staying with his wife and has been productive. There was no side effect of the medication. Assess major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatically stable, no suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of anxiety, psychosis, or any problem with the appetite, chronic back pain, coronary artery disease. Plan continue with this Zoloft 100 milligram daily. 90-day supply was given. Risk benefit side effect as planned. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next relation is Gary Kolwaski, G-A-R-Y, Kolako, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. Telephone number is 313-220-1067. Her date of birth is 10/23/1965. Subjective Anjita. Gary described that he started getting treatment from his original pain specialist and cardiology from DMC. Although the billing department is still having a lot of questions, but it has been working on and he is getting his medication. Patient has history of dysautonomia, spinal cord compression, hypertension, migraine headache, shoulder pain, and has been on several medication, including Nandolol, Nandolan Lisinopril, Carvedilol, Folic Acid, and some pain medication. I provided counsel and help him to develop control. He is fluctuating to move to other internist and pain specialist to Henry Ford Hospital. It was recommended that it's up to him, but he has to be before leaving the current physicians, he should have proper follow-up before making any decision. And if he's not happy, he can discuss with his therapist and also internist and specialist. Yet, he claimed that it has been done, but the office manager has not been helping. I further educated that he can discuss with his physician. Otherwise, Gary has been alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic, affect was less anxious, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. During the course of evaluation, he was constantly talking about his issues and the problem. And I was trying to help him to understand and listen to him and redirected to work with particular physician, to which he agreed there was no side effect of the medication. Patient has been on Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily. Assess major depressive disorder, chronic, multiple medical issues, including dysautonomia, cardiac coronary artery disease, spinal cord compression and spinal cord stimulation, shoulder pain, back pain. Plan, continue the reality orientation supportive therapy. I send the prescription for Wellbutrin XL 150 mg daily. 30 days medication supply word order. End of dictation. Next solution is Denise Nellon, D-E-N-N-I-S, Nellon, N-E-Y-L-O-N. Her date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number 313-670-2113. Subjective and Ajita. Denise has been doing better. He denies any depression, anxiety, or any psychosocial issues. Everything in the family has been going on. He also indicates that he developed migraine headache, but after complete treatment, he is feeling fine. He's taking all his medications and has been seeing therapist on a regular basis. He was alert, oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought positive, organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any oddity of visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. Judgment sight is improved. Attention span was fair. Immediate memory was fair. No side effect of the medication. Assess bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable. History of hypothyroidism, hypertension, arthritis, chronic back pain, hypercholesterolemia, plan continue on Celexa 20 mg daily, bupropion 150 mg daily, Depakote ER 500 mg BID, Trazodone 100 mg daily, a 30-day supply of the medications for order. I further discuss that whether he has get his EKG or not. He described he has an EKG done by the cardiology office last week. I encourage that he should, and the cardiologist reported that EKG is normal. I further discuss maybe ask his cardiologist to send the report for my evaluation, to which he agreed. Prognosis guarded. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next evaluation is Sharon Petroski, Sharon Petroski. Telephone number is 586-360-0156. Date of birth is 02-07-55. Subject and object data. Sharon described that she has been doing all right. She has been recovering from total knee replacement of the left knee, going for therapy, but mentally wise, she is okay. She denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression. She can focus better, attentive. She is sleeping good, eating good. No suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She has been compliant with the treatment and has no problem or side effects. She is taking care of herself at home without any help, period. Throughout the course of evaluation, she was appropriate, attentive. I appreciate her improvement and also her motivations to work on her difficulties. She says she has been doing all the time by herself and she will be okay. Currently, she is on taking lisinopril, hydrocodone, and lorazepam, PET, prescribed by her primary care physician and by orthopedic physician. Assessing major depressive disorder, recurrent ruler bipolar disorder, status post left knee replacement, ADD, plan continuum Vyvanse 60 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, 30 day medication was ordered, follow appointment was given in 30 days, this is then abdication. Next and the last evaluation on Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Van Cleef, V-N-C-L-E-A-V-E, date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Other number is 586-563-5178. Subject to agita. Patient was seen via telehealth. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective. Leslie was happy, pleasant, indicated, absolutely fine. No complaint, no problem. No problem in relationship. He has been eating good, sleeping good, denies any depression, sadness, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, no side effect of the medication. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, compliance with the milieu and the treatment. He described medication has been helping. He denies any involuntary tremors or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. I further discussed that he has mild tremors for a long time. He claimed that with medication he is doing all right. Yet, since he was not on video, it is hard for me to look into it. But again, I further discussed that if he has any such problem, let me know. To which I agreed. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically improvement in his behavior and relationship, compliance with the treatment. He claimed that he is still having some medications. However, I will recommend to continue on Depakote ER 500 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 100 mg in the morning, Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 90-day supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Risk-benefit side effect explained. Patient is consented and like the medication. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. This is all, I think, almost 11 dictation, in which one is the initial. I really appreciate for transcripting these report and fax it to 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Have a good day.